Dispatches from the front. NHS staff say give us PPE, not medals. London hospitals far worse than news portrays. The situation in London hospitals is dire, much worse than comes across in the news. At my hospital, for a few weeks already, every ward except one is a COVID-19 ward. Our baseline situation is the intensive care unit full, despite doubling in size, no beds on wards. 40 plus patients on the wards on non-invasive ventilatory support, who, pre-COVID, would have been in ICU, every bed in R&D taken up with a COVID patient needing an inpatient bed, they're only admitted fully to the hospital, if they require oxygen, alarm constantly going off, meaning low oxygen supply in the hospital. We are on rolling diverts where we divert incoming patients for a few hours, to let some spaces clear, then go off divert, and they immediately fill, then go back on divert again. At any one time we usually have around 10 to 15 patients on the wards who need intubating, but no ventilators, and 10 to 15 who are on maximum oxygen via a mask, who need non-invasive respiratory support, but no machines. Whenever a machine becomes available, we go down the list, and decide who most urgently needs one, and who will probably hold out a few more hours, until the next is available. This is just patients for full resuscitation. We are not using equipment on almost anyone over 70, or in their 50s and 60s with significant comorbidities, but who would have been treated for everything pre-COVID. We have many patients die every day. It doesn't seem to be reflected in the national numbers. An NHS junior doctor,